The Roanoke Valley's collective response is made up of people who joined forces to fight the addiction crisis. More than 350 individuals and 150 organizations volunteer their time to tackle this elusive disease. Bailey Medeiros, director of the Roanoke Valley Collective Response.
It just continues to astound me. It's such an honor to be a part of. And we always need more people at the table because the addiction landscape changes, because it's an everyone problem. It's an everyone solution.
Roanoke Valley Collective Response started 5 years ago. Medeiros says the addiction crisis has changed during that time with the growing threat of new drugs like fentanyl.
Fentanyl was not in our drug supply even 5 years ago at the rate that it is now. And that changes so rapidly. Addiction and the crisis and the deaths and all of that changes really rapidly. So fentanyl has introduced a whole different sort of element to the game.
The Roanoke region has one of the highest overdose rates per capita and was the pilot location for a program backed by Virginia First Lady Suzanne Yunkin, called It Only Takes One. The program strives to increase awareness and begin conversations around the risk of fentanyl among Virginia's youth and is now going statewide. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.